This is Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. Our next story comes from the San Quentin Prison Report.
The San Quentin Prison Report.
Bringing you hidden stories from life inside.
In order to make something grow, you gotta own a little dirt.
You don't tell, you see what goes on.
Because I like to be free. I like to move about the land.
You can hear a pin drop.
We just heard how the criminal justice process can be long and drawn out. Deeper inside the system, at San Quentin, change can also come slow, even for those who aren't serving life sentences. Mandy Howard became a correctional officer at the state prison 7 years ago, but it wasn't until recently that Howard came out at her place of work as a transgender woman. Reporter Lewis A. Scott has this story from the San Quentin Prison Report.
San Quentin State Prison is known for many things, but having a transgender correction officer is not one of them.
My name is Mandy Camille Howard. I'm 34 years old. I am a correctional officer at San Quentin State Prison.
Coming out takes a lot of courage, and coming out inside a prison environment takes even more. In some prison, inmate transgenders are ridiculed and victimized. Mandy Howard had to take all this into consideration when she decided to come out as a transgender correctional officer.
I had already given up being a male on the outside. I just had to do it here. You know, you get to the point to where either I transition here or I quit and do it somewhere else, because there's only two choices. There wasn't stay here longer as a male officer. I couldn't do it.
When Mandy Howard started this job as Michael Howard, she had a short military haircut with a thick brown mustache. One day she decided to shave and wear makeup to work.
It was extremely frightening to come in here like that, the very, very first time. I thought I was gonna be fired. I thought that, you know, that I was gonna be yelled at for some reason. I don't know why that makes any sense, but that's what I thought. That I would be let go on the spot.
Making the change was difficult, but living a double life had become impossible.
When you're not able to openly even be honest with your own self, then the person you're creating on the outside is a poison. It's a sickness. That's the sickness. It's not the fact that I'm a woman. The sickness was the fact that I'm pretending to be a man, that I'm pretending to be something I was not.
Howard knew that coming out was not going to be easy because she had heard the way that others talked about gay and transgender people inside and outside of these prison walls.
You know, you get to hear how they're going to talk about you when you tell them you're a girl, you know, because you hear them talk about other trans people, other gay people, and you hear what people say. And you know in your heart of hearts that when you come out, that's the way people are going to be speaking about you. And you don't want that. You want to avoid that somehow, even though it's unavoidable.
Despite the fears, she felt that the only thing she could do was move forward. And Howard has continued to take the many steps needed to complete the process, including taking the hormone shots that the girls inside the prison take.
I've gone on hormones, right? I've been on, like the girls here get, they get the shots. I do the pills, but you can do the shots. I've had my name and gender legally changed. So I'm legally female in the state of California. It even is on my birth certificate. So if you pull up my birth certificate, it'll say I was born female. I've started laser hair removal on my face.
Howard also finished her gender reassignment surgery. And things have changed for her at work.
I'm a better officer since I came out, being transgender. So if anything, it's improved my performance. I don't know by how much, but you know, I feel better with the way I do things now than what I did previously as a guy.
Although Howard has a sense of confidence, she was very worried about the reactions from the inmates.
I remember thinking I didn't care what inmates thought. Like, I'm not gonna care, you're inmates, who cares? And then I stood in front of a group of however many hundreds, like 500 inmates coming in from chow. And I stood out there and I said, I'm gonna stand here and they're gonna do their thing. I'm gonna be like, who cares? I actually had to step back inside.
Well, on that day, Mandy Howard stepped back inside, but she soon started stepping out even further. Sometimes men make jokes or call her names, and she says the thing she hears still hurts.
People always tell you don't worry about what other people think or what other people say, but that's not me. That's not the type of person I am. Whether you're an inmate or a staff member, you're still a person, and I care what people think.
Howard's transition has made one thing very clear. that each individual has the right to be who they are.
The public at large thinks that homosexuality, transsexuals, that being those things are choices that people make. Those are decisions. The only decisions those type of people make are the decisions to come out and be honest with themselves and with everyone else.
Although there's an element of danger that comes with being a correctional officer, for a man or a woman, the job description remains the same. And for Howard, being a transgender officer in San Quentin is just another day on the job, this time with more confidence.
I come in here ready for anything. You know, I'm not putting on any blinders and thinking that it's going to be a hunky-dory day every day, because it's not. You know, anything could happen at any point, and that's what makes this job challenging. Is it's not, you know, what we do on a day-to-day basis is what we might have to do that's kind of rough.
From San Quentin State Prison, this is Lewis A. Scott for SQPR.
Pray that my arrival be in a blink of an eye. Until then, I write letters till my ink runs dry. Sincerely yours, love daddy.